Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment. That was Minister Albert Funny Bone Harris. That is who joined us on March 8th and March 9th when we had the Night of Laughter, which we promoted on the radio station. And then he was at our church on March 9th, Sunday, and he was ministering that powerful message on forgiveness. So we're going over some of those scriptures this week, as well as some others on forgiveness. So again, his name was Albert Funny Bone Harris. He's out of Jacksonville, a national comedian and minister. So we just want to acknowledge him on yesterday, and it was a pleasure having him here in the Cocoa area once again.
Yes, and we're talking about unforgiveness. Let's look at this morning and this Thursday morning, how unforgiveness affects the body physically. One, speed up our heart rate, speed up our blood pressure. Does it affect it that way? Two, it affects our immune system. Think about it. We haven't think about it. But I'm going to pull some health, relate unforgiveness to health here. So it will affect our heart rate. It will affect our blood pressure. It will affect our immune system. And it also can create depression. Put you in a depressive mood. So this is the reason why we have to get rid of what? Unforgiveness. Because it creates, not only spiritually, it blocks our entrance from God forgiving us, but it also has created serious physical, mental problem on our body, put us in stress. Unforgiveness create tremendous stress. You're stressed out. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, so finally, how does it affect our mental health? Like Pastor Beckford said, it affects our mental health. Well, once we forgive, we'll be more at peace.
Yeah.
And it improves our emotional well-being when we choose to forgive the negative emotions of holding on to anger, and it releases the benefit of mental health, and it can let you have a more positive outlook on your overall sense of well-being, and it could reduce the symptoms of stress, anxiety, and depression and hopelessness.
Yes.
It also affects our relationships. If you're always in a bad mood because you can't forgive, you're going to be not a nice person. You're going to be resentful, and other people around you are going to be affected. And it's not only affecting you, it's affecting everybody else. So we have to make a conscious choice to do this because it is so beneficial for us to forgive. Yes, it's very hard, but it's also harder to be in a place where unforgiveness is affecting our mind, our body, and our spirit. That is more detrimental to us than holding on to it.
Yes. So we have to practice unforgiveness. We have to do it. Something that we have to do. We have to practice to forgive. Don't hold on to it. Because of these negative side effects, of not forgiving. We are very stressed out. You're stressed out people. You don't want to be around people that are stressed out. And then here's another thing that unforgiveness will create in your life, anxiety. When people don't, if you know somebody that you don't forgive, and you see that person, you get anxious right away. Mm-hmm. It creates what? Anxiety. So that's why we have to let go of all these negative emotions that is tied to unforgiveness. Let's say that.
And then even extended on from there,
yeah.
when we are now dealing with anxiety and
yeah.
dealing with depression and
yeah.
dealing with all these things, then we may start looking for comfort from these things.
Yes.
And we may look for comfort in all the
wrong
places,
yes.
which just continues to be an extension of the issue. Sometimes people seek comfort in food. Sometimes they seek comfort in alcohol. Sometimes
yes.
they seek comfort in drugs, street
yeah.
or prescription. Sometimes they seek comfort in other relationships that are dysfunctional,
yeah.
that are not right. And, you know, so there's different things now that can begin to transpire. It started with the unforgiveness.
Yeah.
It turned into a very uncomfortable thing. And now we're looking for a way to cope with the discomfort instead of going back to the root source and eliminating the unforgiveness.
Yeah, I'm putting another spin on it. Suppose you're a mama that in your house, or suppose you're with your husband or family member. If you forgive, you can leave a legacy of love instead of bitterness and resentment and disaccord. And how wonderful would that be to break the cycle, the plague family? Sometimes it's a family bondage that we have that we unforgive, like Romeo and Juliet. Look at that took everybody. They were they hated each other, and they were in bondage for so many years, and then it didn't end well. So we have to break the bondage of unforgiveness and be a good example and choose to break the cycle and forgive.
It's so, so important that we take a hold of this teaching here this week, take a hold of the scripture that we give in Colossians 3:13. Someone should write that down. Matthew chapter 6, 14 through verse 15. Someone should write that down, because this is the Bible talking clearly that we ought to forgive. Ephesians chapter 4, and verse 32, Mark 11, 25. All these scriptures are telling us, point to one thing, you must forgive. You must forgive. You must love your brother. You must be tender-hearted. You must be kind to one another. You must forbear one another. Because who forbear us? Christ. Mm-hmm. Who put up with my mess? Christ.
Right.
So if Jesus can put up with my foolishness, and there are a lot of foolishness in me, and he can put up with it, I can put up with somebody else. That's what he's teaching us. So we are to be tender-hearted and extend what? Mercy. Because God has extended mercy to us. So since he extend mercy to us, we must likewise extend mercy to those that despisefully use us, say all manner of evil against us, not true, falsely, okay? Don't let somebody say those things which is true now. Make sure they are false. You know, someone say all manner of things against you falsely, you know, because of your integrity, because of what you stand up for. Those things hurt, but you ought to forbear, he says. Forbear in one another, be tender-hearted, get away what? Evil speaking from among you, and speak with love.
First John chapter 1, verse 9 and 10 tells us, if we confess our sins,
come on,
he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins,
yes,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
But if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is
not in
us. So, you know, we could be hearing this message and thinking that we have forgiven everybody who has ever crossed us.
Mm.
Well, we're being prepared, because life continues to happen.
Yes.
Life continues to go on day by day. So it's important for people that are in all areas of their walk, because you never know what may happen. And we have to be ready to forgive. We have to be quick to forgive. And if we say that we've never been forgiven for anything, we are a liar.
Yeah.
If we think that we've never, nobody's ever had to forgive us in this world, not even talking about God, talking about people. If we say, oh, no, nobody's ever had to forgive me. What? That can't be true. There's nobody perfect enough that nobody's ever had to not forgive them.
We, you know, as I like in the Bible when we read Nehemiah, Pastor Dan mm-hmm. and Pastor Mildred, when we read Nehemiah, mm-hmm. when Nehemiah go to God to pray, and he looked back at his hometown, mm-hmm. his prayer was this: we have sinned. That was the prayer. He says, we have done wickedly. He going to God for forgiveness. He admits that he put himself in there. He says, the reason why we were cast out, because we have done evil in your sight. In Nehemiah chapter 1, it clearly, he prayed a prayer of forgiveness like you talking about here. In First John chapter 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sin, he confessed. He said, I not only pray, but I pray for me and my father's house. Because of the things that we have done, we have acted what? Corruptly, he says. And you says, if we keep your word, we would not be scattered. And because we did not obey your word, that's why our city is burned down. Okay? That's why the enemy is here and create this one. So he didn't go with a hearty spirit. Because what caused people not to forgive? What caused people not to forgive? A hearty spirit. They have a spirit of pride. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what caused me? I'm not going to go ask forgiveness. Because pride, you'll be lifted up in pride. Go ahead.
I want to say to everybody, forgive frequently, forgive freely, and forgive often.
Yes.
It's healthy and it's God's will for us.
Yes.
Let the beauty of forgiveness freely reign within the borders of your life, with Jesus as the center, as the source from
Amen.
Which to draw from, to have the strength it takes to truly walk in his will. And to have a godly love for mankind. I can assure you, if you do this, you will be at peace and you will have a better life. You will have better relationships and everything will be okay in God's eyes. Make your day count.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.